So just find a comfortable seat. Really don't want to have to be working with any physical pain during these meditations, so really try to find a comfortable seat. The other thing is, though, you have to be awake and alert. In order to be able to connect to the heart, you really need wakefulness. So you may need to meditate with the eyes open a little bit if you're feeling drowsy. Okay, so let's just begin by being aware of the body. Let's bring our attention to the breathing. And see if you can find a center for the breath. And that's sort of like your home base, so at any time you can come back to that and find a place to rest the mind. And just have a sense of the body sitting here. And let the body be relaxed. And then try to be mindful of the heart center. So that's not the physical beating heart, but it's that area somewhere in the middle of the chest where you're able to connect to the qualities of wisdom and compassion and love and joy. So this sort of mindfulness of the heart center with the breathing in the background as an anchor. And if you're able to feel into that area, that's great. If you can't, just have a general and soft intention to kind of focus into that area. And we'll begin by reflecting on the blessing of our generosity. So we've all practiced generosity. We've all given skillfully, if it's the giving of our resources or the giving of our time and energy to others in support of helping others alleviate their suffering. So see about bringing to mind, it could be in a specific way that you've practiced generosity, or you could also just do it in a general way. And again, the way we're doing this is using some kind of fabrication. So you're using words in the mind to remind yourself of your generosity, or you're using images. Just don't use too many words and images, just a few, just to bring up that recollection. You don't want to get caught in the words and images, but you need them to remember. And as you remember your generosity, see if you can feel that quality of gratitude. And usually you feel that somewhere in that area of the heart center, in the body. So we're recognizing our generosity as a blessing. We're recognizing the blessing of our goodness. And in response to that, we feel gratitude. We're grateful that we've been able to practice generosity as a human being. We have this capacity, and that we followed through on it to the extent that we have. And that feeling of gratitude may lead to the arising of that quality of brightness in the heart, or light. You can't make that happen, but you just are aware or sensitive to its arising. And if that quality of brightness arises, just focus in on that. So remembering our generosity, recognizing it as a blessing, having gratitude, and connecting to the brightness in the heart. Maybe very subtle. And now you can see about bringing to mind your virtue, your ethical conduct. So again, in a specific way or a general way, think about how you've been able to practice non-harming through the body and the mouth. The ways that you've been able to follow the precepts to refrain from killing, stealing, illicit sex, harmful speech, and taking intoxicants that cause heedlessness. Again, there are things that you may have done that have caused harm or have been unskillful. And today we're just focusing on the things that we've done that have been ways that we've been able to refrain from being harmful. So remembering our virtue, seeing it as a blessing, recognizing the blessing of our own goodness, and seeing about it, feeling that quality of gratitude, keeping the attention somewhere in the heart center. If you can have that felt sense, that's great. If not, that's fine too. Just gently remember your goodness as it's been expressed in the way that you've developed your virtue. And discerning that brightness in the heart if it arises. But those feelings of gratitude and that quality of brightness may take time to develop and you may not feel them, but you can reflect. We can all reflect on our goodness. And that's how you begin to connect the heart. You're changing your thinking and learning to make that connection. And then we'll reflect on the blessing of our effort. So you might want to think about your meditation practice or whatever other practices that you've done, if it's yoga, or other ways that you've worked to have a mind that has more love and compassion in it. Maybe for others it's been through therapy or body work. All these things are ways that we've made an effort to have a more open heart. It could be as simple as thinking, you know, I've been meditating for 2 years or 2 months. Reflecting, and then again, seeing if you can feel your way into that quality of gratitude. If you can't, that's okay. And that quality of brightness. Your goodness is expressed in the effort that you make, not in the results you get from our effort. We tend to be results-oriented. So we judge ourselves, we value ourselves on what we accomplish in the meditation. But really, our goodness is expressed in the effort that we make, regardless of what the outcome is. That's what you're responsible for. And reflect on the effort that you've made to get here today. Got up this morning, traveled here. Many of us went out of our way or were asked to take action in getting here that may not have been so easy. but just coming here is a expression of your goodness, so acknowledge that. Have gratitude for the blessing of your goodness, that you have this goodness that's gotten you here today. And you can reflect on your goodness as it's expressed in the effort that you're making right now in this moment. What you're doing right now in this moment is a profound example of your goodness. Can you let that truth sink into the body and into the heart? The heart already knows that truth. So for the last part of the meditation, you can shift into the breath practice. So just finding a good place to feel the breath, someplace where the breath is comfortable. Having the intention to meditate with kindness and compassion. And see if you can be mindful of the full in-breath and the full out-breath. Leaving to the side all other experiences. Don't divide your attention. If you can develop strength of mind by keeping the attention on the meditation object. Full in-breath, full out-breath. keeping your focus on the breath at one point, someplace where the breath feels good. See if you can just let the breath be comfortable. See if you can breathe in the most comfortable way. Really, what that entails is letting go of any preconceived ideas about how the breath should be. The body knows how to breathe in the most comfortable way, so just can you just surrender to the body's wisdom? If the breath feels comfortable, then the mind will want to stay right there. You can give yourself permission to have a really easeful and pleasant feeling breath. As the breath becomes more easeful, the body begins to take on that quality of easeful energy. You may notice that easeful flow of energy in the body, maybe certain places like the hands or the arms or the feet. As you notice that energy, if you like, for this last part of the meditation, you can open your awareness to the full body. So instead of mindful of the breath, it's mindful of the body with the breathing. And see if you can just let that easeful breath energy spread throughout the body. So maybe you feel it in the hands, let it flow up the arms to the shoulders. See if you can allow yourself to have a pleasant abiding right here, right now in this moment.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.